You know that feeling when you walk into a crowded room, you say something really smart, and just nobody hears you?
Total silence.
Yeah. You're effectively a ghost. You exist, but you're just not part of the conversation.
The classic tree falling in the forest problem.
Exactly. Now, what if that room is the entire internet? And the ones ignoring you aren't people, but artificial intelligence deciding which businesses matter?
Well, the source we're looking at today argues that's not a what if, it's what's happening right now.
Right. We're doing a deep dive into this really compelling piece from Technigene. It's called Beyond Blue Links: Mastering SEO for the AI Era.
And the whole premise is pretty startling. It argues that the way we search for things has fundamentally changed, but the marketing playbook hasn't.
We don't really click on 10 blue links anymore, do we? We just ask a question.
We ask for an answer. And if your business isn't in that answer, you don't just lose a click. You basically lose your existence in that moment.
That's the core tension, isn't it? We have this entire industry, SEO, that spent 2 decades chasing a spot on a search results page. But what happens when that page just disappears, when the user gets a single paragraph instead?
That is the massive shift. The source calls it the move from a retrieval economy to a synthesis economy.
Okay, retrieval versus synthesis. Let's unpack that.
Yeah.
Because to me, as a user, it feels kind of the same. I ask, I get info.
But the mechanics under the hood they're completely different. Think about Google the old way as a librarian.
Okay.
You walk in, you say, I need to fix a leaky faucet. The librarian Google sprints to the shelves, grabs 10 books, slams them on your table, and says, good luck. The answer's in there somewhere.
That's retrieval.
Yeah.
He retrieved the books for me.
And now the work is on you,
I
right?
have to open them all, skim the chapters, figure out which one's actually helpful.
Exactly. Now think of something like ChatGPT as a high-end consultant. You ask the same question.
Fix my faucet.
The consultant doesn't give you a stack of books. The consultant has already read all the books, synthesizes the information, and just tells you.
Here are the 5 steps. And by the way, here's the specific wrench you need to buy.
Precisely. The consultant is the destination.
And that's the danger. In the Google model, I could be the third book on the stack. Result number 4, number 5, I still got some
We
traffic.
still had a shot. But in the synthesis economy, the AI usually gives one answer. It might cite one source. If you aren't that source,
I'm the ghost.
you're the ghost, yeah. There's no page two in an AI conversation.
Which brings us to what the source calls the page one myth. We're also obsessed with page one, position one on Google, but that whole concept, it's just dead here.
It's obsolete because these large language models, LLMs, they don't think in pages. They think in like patterns and probabilities.
So when I search Google, a bot is crawling the web right now, checking my site speed, my keywords, a whole technical checklist.
A very mechanical process, yeah. But an AI doesn't crawl your site the moment a user asks a question. It's relying on its training data.
This massive pre-digested snapshot of the internet.
Right. It's looking for what the source calls a cumulative digital footprint. It's not about, did I use the right tag this morning? It's more, does the internet as a whole agree that I'm an authority?
Reputation over optimization.
That is the perfect way to put it. And this disconnect is why you can go to a traditional SEO agency right now, ask them about this stuff.
And get that blank stare test. I love this part of the article.
It's so true, though. The source says, go to your marketing agency, the one you pay a monthly retainer to, and ask them one question.
What's our strategy to get recommended by ChatGPT?
And you'll probably get some mumbling about quality content or maybe building
Or they'll
backlinks.
just stare at you.
They'll just stare because their entire skill set is built around Google's algorithm. They know Core Web Vitals, they know bounce rates, they don't know how a neural network decides which brand to mention in a sentence.
It's like asking a diesel mechanic to fix a software bug in a Tesla.
It's a totally different trade.
But hold on, let's play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't the AI just reading the content that the SEO people helped create? If my SEO is good, won't the AI find me eventually?
Eventually. Maybe, but this is where the sticky factor comes in. This is the part that should honestly make business owners a little nervous.
Stickiness.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good thing.
It can be, but it's a double-edged sword. Google rankings are fluid, right? They change every day.
Oh, yeah. An algorithm update hits on a Tuesday and everyone panics.
Exactly. It's volatile. LLMs are different. They work on weights and associations. Once a model like GPT-4 learns that, say, the brand CrowdStrike is the authority for cloud security,
That connection gets baked in.
and it gets baked in. It becomes a habit for the AI. And it's much harder to unteach a habit than it is to just change your ranking.
So if my competitor gets in there first,
displacing them becomes incredibly difficult. It requires a massive amount of counter evidence. The people who are teaching the AI who they are right now are building a moat.
A huge first mover advantage.
It's a winner-take-most situation. If you wait, the cement's already going to be dry.
Okay. The why is terrifying. Let's get to the how.
Yeah.
Technogean calls this AIIO, or AI search optimization. They lay out 5 pillars.
Right, and they are pretty different from a standard SEO checklist. The first one is the biggest mental shift, brand entity building.
Entity. That sounds a little jargony. What does that mean, really?
So Google used to think in keywords. Best pizza, running shoes, just strings of text.
Got it.
AI thinks in concepts or entities. It understands Nike is a company, a shoe is a product, just do it is a slogan, and they are all connected.
It gets the relationship between them.
Exactly. So entity building means you have to teach the AI what your business is as a concept. And the key to that is just radical consistency.
What's an example of where companies mess this up?
Okay, well, on your website, you might call yourself a digital consulting firm. But on LinkedIn, you're a software development shop. And in a press release, you're an IT support agency.
To a person, that all sounds kind of similar. I get the gist.
To an AI building a profile, that's just noise. It doesn't know how to categorize you, so it plays it safe and just doesn't recommend you.
So clean up the identity crisis.
You have to be the same entity everywhere. Literally teach the machine, this is who I am.
Okay. Pillar 2, content authority. We've heard content is king for like 15 years. What's different now?
Remember those online recipes where you have to read the author's life story before you get to the ingredients?
Ugh, the absolute worst. I don't care about your grandmother's farm. Just give me the cup measurements.
Google kind of rewarded that. It was full of keywords, kept you on the page. AI hates it. AI values something called information gain.
Information gain. So Does my content add something new to the conversation?
That's it, exactly. If you write another generic 5 tips for cybersecurity article, the AI has seen it a million times. It's ignored. But if you publish, say, a detailed case study with your own unique data,
it sees that as a primary source.
Boom, you become the citation. The advice here is to stop writing for the keyword and start writing to answer the absolute hardest questions your customers have. One great white paper is worth 100 generic blog posts now.
I like that. Less hamster wheel. Okay, pillar 3. Reputation signals and sentiment.
This one catches people off guard. Traditional SEO, it just counts links. You have 50 links. Great. It doesn't really care if those links are from forums where people are trashing your product.
A link is a link.
Not to an LLM. It's trained on sentiment. It reads reviews. It reads Reddit. It understands sarcasm. If the general vibe around your brand is negative,
it just won't recommend me.
Or worse, it will warn the user. It might say, Company X is an option, but some users report slow customer service.
Wow. So my customer service department is now part of my SEO department.
It always was, but now the feedback loop is direct and automated. You can't game it. You actually have to be good.
I like that. Let's hit the technical one. Pillar 4, structured data or schema. I usually glaze over here.
I know, but the source calls it spoon feeding the robot, which is a great way to think about it.
Okay.
Your website is written for humans. Schema is a layer of code behind the scenes that translates it for the machine. It's like putting labels on everything in your pantry.
So instead of the AI guessing, is this number a phone number or a price?
You explicitly tag it. This is a price. This is an address. You remove all the ambiguity.
And ambiguity is the enemy.
It's the enemy of recommendation. It's low-hanging fruit, but so many businesses ignore it.
All right, last one. Pillar 5, cross-platform presence. This is about not just living on your own website.
Yeah, the AI reads everything. It reads YouTube transcripts, podcast show notes, like this one.
Industry forums, guest articles.
Right. If you only exist on your own URL, your surface area for the AI to learn about you is tiny. A mention in a major trade publication is worth 10 times more than a blog post on your own site because it validates you as part of a broader conversation.
It proves that other people talk about you.
Exactly.
So, okay, we have the roadmap. But the really scary part, the source points out, is if you don't do this, you might not even know you're losing.
The invisible cost. It's the analytics problem.
Yeah, with Google Analytics, I can see my traffic. I see 500 people visited my site today.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no ChatGPT analytics dashboard. I can't log in and see, hey, 10,000 people asked for a lawyer in my city and I wasn't mentioned once.
It's a total black hole. Your phone just rings a little less. Your sales pipeline gets thinner.
And I'm looking at my Google rankings saying, But we're still number one.
You're celebrating a touchdown in an empty stadium. The game has moved.
That's a CMO's nightmare. You can't fix what you can't measure, so what's the solution? Do we just abandon traditional SEO?
No, and the source is very clear on this. It's a hybrid approach.
Because people do still Google things.
Of course. Google is still critical for what they call intent-driven traffic. You know, when you want to buy something right now.
But AI is taking over the conversational discovery part. The research, the advice seeking.
And you need both. But the problem is, you have the old school SEO agencies who don't get AI, and then you have these new AI consultants who don't get technical SEO.
Two different languages. So Technedian is trying to be the translator.
That seems to be their model. Audit both sides. Find the gaps in your Google visibility and your AI discoverability.
And they mention this is critical for industries like IT, legal, healthcare.
And think about it. Trust. If I'm buying a t-shirt, I'll click an ad. But if I'm hiring a lawyer or a cybersecurity firm, I want a recommendation.
You want synthesis. Who's the best?
Those high-stakes questions are moving to AI. If the AI doesn't vouch for you there, you're in real trouble.
It's the difference between being in the phone book and having a great reputation around town.
Perfect analogy. Google is the phone book. AI is the reputation network.
Okay, we've covered a ton. If there is one thing, just one, that our listeners should take away from this, what is it?
I think it's urgency. It goes back to that stickiness idea. These AI associations compound over time. It's not linear.
Right.
If your competitor spends the next year teaching the AI that they are the authority in your space, catching up won't just be hard. It might be, well, nearly impossible.
You can't just throw ad money at it later.
You can't. You have to earn your way into that organic recommendation. Every single day you wait, your competitors are building their moat a little wider.
It's a new foundation for visibility. It's no longer just about beating an algorithm.
It's about convincing the smartest entity in the room that you actually matter.
So here's the question to take with you. It's a tough one, but I think it's necessary. If your biggest client or that dream prospect you're chasing went to ChatGPT right now and asked, who is the absolute best company in this field? Would the AI even know your name?
Or would it send them straight to your competitor?
That's the question. Thanks for diving in with us. We'll see you on the next one.